So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Let me tell you something. If anyone ever invents a shopping cart that rolls after the first 2 weeks of being in a store, he or she will be a very rich man or woman indeed. Yes, obviously I just came back from the store doing some shopping. I had to get a few items over at Wally World, and first one I grabbed, the brake was on, it wouldn't come loose. Next one I grabbed, thump, I just didn't feel like going through them all. But you get this everywhere. These wheels, that it's like they've been dragged and there's a big flat spot on them, or one's up off the ground and it's spinning around in circles. I just don't get it. And what I really don't get about shopping carts is, for all of you on the left coast, California and Arizona are the only two west coast states where I've actually been grocery shopping. Why in the hell do all four wheels turn? Yes, George, I understand they're supposed to turn. I meant turn as in pivot. Like a moving dolly. All four wheels pivot. See, here on the East Coast and everywhere else that I've ever been to in a grocery store, except for California and Arizona, the front wheels pivot, just like on a wagon or on a car. When you turn the shopping carriage, it goes around the corner. In California and Arizona, you turn the corner and you're pointed in the right direction, but you're now sliding sideways in the direction you were originally going. And that results in crashing into somebody else's car or whacking into some little old lady. I just don't get it. Why they would ever design a shopping cart with all four wheels that pivot. It'd be like designing a car where when you turn the steering wheel, or all four wheels turn in the same direction. You get absolutely nowhere. Just stupid. Anyway, hope everyone had a very safe and happy 4th of July. Got through it without any injuries or any arrests or detainment or anything like that. I got just a little minor burn from some Canon fuse on my index finger. Nothing major. But did a little grilling out. Hope everyone listening had a really good time. Didn't get rained out or anything like they did in D.C. But even though that there was a ton of rain, the turnout there was absolutely phenomenal. And of course, you know, the media and the left wing, they were all saying that there was going to be this really poor turnout, that Donald Trump was politicizing the 4th of July. Well, on that last statement, they did actually get something truthful in there, and that's the final two syllables. Jew-ly. Those they got right, because those two words are synchronous. If a Jew's talking, he's lying. But they just tried to downplay everything, saying that he was taking advantage of the situation. Well, folks, the 4th of July, if you're going to do something like that, obviously that's going to be politicized, because the left doesn't do this, and the right hasn't for a long time either. The last time a president gave an address and spoke on the 4th of July was 1951. I believe it was Dwight D. Eisenhower that was in office. Folks, during the bicentennial for the 4th of July, the bicentennial, the 200th anniversary of this nation, Gerald Ford didn't even speak, and that would have been the time to do it. Oh, folks, just imagine if Donald Trump had been president in 1976. Oh, my God. Would have been phenomenal. But people stood out there in the pouring rain. More people turned out than were expected to begin with, and then they stood in the pouring rain on top of it. This was very well supported by the American people. Do not listen to what the left-wing media has to say. And they were so upset about this, I heard, that they all stomped their feet at the same time in California and caused a major earthquake. Just heard that one through the grapevine, though. I don't want to downplay the seriousness of an earthquake, because I think it was 6.1 or 6.3, something like that. It was significant. It was a pretty good shaker. Now, the largest earthquake that I've ever been through, believe it or not, was not in California. It was in Niagara Falls from one that had epicentered in Quebec, and that was a 6.8, and it lasted for 23 seconds. That was fun. It was far enough away. There was no really bad shaking to where things were falling off of shelves, but I was sitting on the bed, and it was like being on a fun ride at the amusement park. It was cool. Like I said, 23 seconds. It's just moving up and down. And at the time, I remember thinking, wow, if I was still in California, I'd swear I just went through an earthquake, and it turned out that that's what it was. But when I was living in San Diego, we had an average of 23 tremors a day. And when I first got out there, I'd go lay out in the sun on the back patio, and I'd hear ping, 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 bong, 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 bing, 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 bing. And I'm like, what in the world is this? It sounded like if you throw a rock on a frozen pond, the noise it makes. I go down to the beach, laying on the sand, hear the same thing, which is kind of more muffled. And then all of a sudden, somebody told me, yeah, we have like 23 tremors here a day. I'm like, oh, is that what I hear when I got my ear to the ground? They're like, yep, that is the sound of rock fracturing. So I got used to going through earthquakes when I lived in San Diego for 8 horrible long months. And once in a great while, we will have one here in the Carolinas, and I know immediately what it is when it happens, because they are the same. But again, not trying to downplay the seriousness of that. There was at least one fire that was caused by this, and wish no ill will on those folks out there who have really nothing to do with the politics of California. Because California really is almost like two different states, not only north versus south, but along the coast versus inland. All the crap in California really goes on along the coast. It's not just a north-south California type thing. Once you get in, like around Bakersfield and in the Mojave Desert and places like that, it's completely different. The people are entirely different. I've spent a lot of time in California over the years, and I've noticed a marked difference in the way people are along the coast and the way they are inland. And it's mostly those along the coast who control what goes on in the entire state of California. So those are the ones who give everything out there a bad name. And speaking of bad names, I just want to get into this whole Colin Kaepernick situation regarding the American flag. More specifically, the Betsy Ross flag and what this all comes down to, because it's not only him. He's an idiot, and he's got it backwards, which I will explain. But speaking of names, I did forget to introduce myself. I was so huffed up here about coming back from the store and having an issue with the shopping cart that I forgot to introduce myself. So if you are new to the show, my name is Tommy Freedom, and you are listening to Freedom Rings, which does air every week on KKK Radio. So regarding Colin Kiker Freak here, he was upset because the American flag, namely the Betsy Ross flag, which if you're not familiar with that, it's the original flag. It's the 13 stars in a circle. And I love that flag for several reasons. First of all, it's the original flag. It deals with the original 13 colonies. North Carolina was one of the 13 original colonies, so one of those stars on that flag belongs to North Carolina. It's something to be proud of. That's some heritage. That's history. The new flag that we have now, which people mistakenly refer to as Old Glory with the 50 stars, is not. Old Glory was the 48-star flag, if I am not mistaken. It may have been an earlier one, but I think it was the 48-star flag. It was the last legal United States flag. The 50-star flag was never ratified by Congress, and therefore is not a legal flag. And for people who are upset with the current government and who runs it, Zog. This is why people will fly the Betsy Ross flag or the Bennington flag, which if you're not familiar with that, that's the one with the U-shaped stars and the 76 in the middle for the Battle of Bennington. Or a lot of people now are not flying the American flag at all. They are instead flying the Culpeper Don't Tread on Me flag. But getting slightly off topic here, getting back to this whole Nike situation regarding the Betsy Ross flag on these shoes. Kikernig was upset because he said that George Washington owned slaves and Thomas Jefferson owned slaves, so that was a flag of slavery. Same old crap we've been hearing all the time. Well, let me tell you something. He was right about those shoes being a disgrace, but not for the reason that he came up with. He's an idiot. He can't analyze anything. You see, Nike, for those of you who don't know, Nike is a black-owned business. Nike and Johnson & Johnson are the two largest black-owned businesses in the country, if not the world. And I don't know which is actually bigger. I mean, Johnson & Johnson does a heck of a business with products involving first aid and that sort of a thing. You know, any jump box the first responder has, it's loaded with Johnson & Johnson products. Nike, of course, has all their money from sports. If it's not the biggest black company in the world, it's within the top two. Anyway, being that it's black-owned, they have the same take on the American flag that Kikernig does. The difference is, if you're not familiar with these shoes, when I first heard this, they said it featured the Betsy Ross flag on the heel. So I immediately thought, you know, right there in the back where, like, Keds say Keds or something like that. No, I saw a photograph of these, and it is on the heel, but it's on the underside. It's on the sole of the sneaker, which means that Nike designed this particular shoe for the wearer to be walking on the American flag and trampling it, and not just any American flag, the original American flag, what we call the Betsy Ross, the symbol of the freedom of this nation at its very, very beginning. The whole idea coming out with that was to disgrace the United States of America by walking on our very first flag. Kikernig was so stupid, he didn't even pick up on this, and he was just offended because there was a flag on there, never even noticing that it was on the sole of the shoe where it would be walked on by any wearer who put those things on. That's something you're not hearing in the news, folks. I was tempted to call in on one of the national radio stations yesterday and discuss this, but I was driving and I just didn't have the time, and my cell phone sounds like crap anyway. You've heard me play stuff I've called in before on the radio, and it's just a very, very poor quality sound, and I didn't want to go on national radio saying that. So now I'm bringing it up today on my own show where I can share it with you, and anyone who misses the show can actually tune in and listen to it in the archives. The whole purpose of this was a black-owned company thumbing their nose at the American flag and the United States of America by walking on it. Can you imagine the uproar if a company came out with a sneaker that had the rainbow flag on the sole of the shoe where they were walking all over and trampling the queer flag? What an uproar there would be. There would be hell to pay as soon as the left figured it out. But when they do it to the American flag, that's okay. It's all right to trash the American flag. That's cool. It's okay to walk on it. It's okay to burn it. BS. If you put a match to the American flag, or you walk on the American flag, you are not American, and you don't belong here. And you best get your ass out of my country, because, man, I love this country up one side and down the other. And disgracing our flag, disgracing our national anthem, that is disgracing America. And I know there's an old saying, America, love it or leave it. We are the only country on earth, and I have said this time and time again, even though we've lost our freedoms, where we still have more freedoms than anywhere else, this is still the best nation on earth at this time that has ever been in history. And these left-wing liberals, these progressives, are trying to destroy that and make our country like every other country in the world. If you like every other country in the world, then move there. Get out of our nation. Let us live freely. But don't you dare bring your communist values here, your Marxist values, your socialist values, and try and pawn them off on me, because it's not going to fly. It never has, and it never will. All of these people disgracing our country and our flag, refusing to stand for the national anthem, kneeling on the ground for the national anthem, and it all started with Colin Kaepernick, that freak. Let me tell you something. He wants to take a knee? That's fine. Colin, you want to take a knee? I'll be more than glad to give you one, right square in the family jewels. These people disgust me. For some reason, kids look up to them as role models, and it just, it disgusts me to no end, because they imitate them. They don't understand what these people are doing, and I use the word people very liberally here. Yes, that was intended as a pun. You got kids now, Little League, youth soccer, taking a knee because they think it looks cool. They want to protest. They don't even know what the hell it's all about. They just look up at these, air quotes, athletes and think, oh, they're doing it, so it's cool. You know, we'll do it too, having no clue whatsoever what they're actually doing. Now, speaking of athletes, you know, I can't stand sports, you know, because most of it's dominated by minorities. It's dominated by blacks and Hispanics, and they just ruined everything. But Joey Chestnut won the hot dog eating contest again the other day. 71, I believe. I don't know how this man does it. I'm hard-pressed to eat, too. And he put down 71, and that's not even his record. He holds the Guinness World Record. It's like 73 hot dogs he put down. I just don't understand how he can do it. Linda Lovelace, I could understand. Joey Chestnut, no clue. And on that note, it's time for a break. I'll be back in a couple minutes, folks. Stick around.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Hello, this is Attorney Jason Robb. Have you ever thought of remembering the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, your will or trust? We are deeply appreciative of the help and support our friends have given to this important work over the years. The support towards this holy mission of bringing a message of hope and deliverance to our people must continue even after you are gone. Our race, faith, and nation are worth every sacrifice we can make. We must continue the struggle until America has been delivered from the vice of death. Our children are depending on it. Email me at jasonrobb@windstream.net and I will help you to continue your fight for our future upon your death.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. So there's a high school principal in Florida who has gotten in trouble and has been forced to apologize for telling one of the parents that not everyone believes the Holocaust happened. So his name is William Latson, and he reportedly told the mother of one of the students that not everyone believes the Holocaust happened. And this is regarding their history curriculum. And I guess back in 2018, emails that were obtained by the Palm Beach Post, Latson, who teaches, is the principal of the Spanish River High School, which is located in Boca Raton, had said that Holocaust education is to be introduced but not forced upon individuals, as we all have the same right but not all the same beliefs. Well, amen. You see, that's what an educator is supposed to do. They're supposed to take the middle ground and not do exactly what Zog expects them to. Now, he was answering this particular mother's question on how that particular portion of World War II history was prioritized. Apparently, the school holds annual Hollow Hoax assemblies and focused on one-day lessons for 10th graders. We advertise it to the 10th grade parents as some who don't want their children to participate, amen, and we have to allow them the ability to decline. Now, this particular mother, who did not want the newspaper to publish her name, I'm sure it ended in Stein or Boyg or something along those lines, it's reportedly told Latson, "The Holocaust is a factual historical event. It is not a right or a belief." No, it's an opinion. Yes, there were Jews that died. Lots of people died. It was a war. That happens. Now, the principal insisted that not everyone believes a Holocaust happened, and you have your thoughts, but we are a public school, and not all of our parents have the same beliefs, so they will react differently. My thoughts or beliefs have nothing to do with this because I am a public servant. Amen. I have the role to be politically neutral but support all groups in the school. Again, he is a true administrator. That's the way they should all be, neutral. Now, he went on to say, "I can't say the Holocaust is a factual historical event because I am not in a position to do so as a school district employee." Now, the mother and another parent met with Principal Latson and other administrators, challenging them on supposed lessons that their child claimed weren't being taught. And this again was reported by the Palm Beach Compost. "I came out of there feeling so much worse," the mother told the paper. "How do you pick and choose history, oy vey?" The mother asked that students read the memoir Night by Holocaust survivor and Nobel Prize winner Elie Wiesel. What a name, huh? That's so fitting for him, Wiesel. "And for Holocaust assemblies for all grade levels, give me a break, since the school has implanted the reading material but not the assemblies. I regret that the verbiage that I used when responding to an email message from a parent 1 year ago did not accurately reflect my professional and personal commitment to educating all students about the atrocities of the Holocaust." Latson backpedaled. "It is critical that, as a society, we hold dear to the memory of the victims and hold fast to our commitment to counter anti-Semitism." Uh-huh. See, somebody got to him, folks. Most likely threatened him with his job if he didn't turn around on this. You know, it's disgusting the way that this goes. Now, apparently last summer, Latson took a four-day trip to Washington, D.C. to tour the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum for a poignant lesson and a reminder of one of the most horrific events in human history. It was a hastily, poorly written email that he apologized for. Someone named Oswald. Who's Oswald? Deputy School Superintendent Keith Oswald. I missed a paragraph there. That's some of the challenge that we face when we email back and forth instead of picking up the phone. Well, yeah, that has kind of hindered things in a way in recent years. When you email, there's no vocal connection, so you can't really tell if you're joking or being serious, that sort of a thing. Now, Karen Brill, who is the only Jewish school board member, told the Palm Beach Compost, "The Holocaust is a historical fact, and I am appalled that anyone in our district believes his teaching may be opted out of." Yeah, give me a break, but See, again, the man was actually doing his job the way that he was supposed to, and then all hell came down on him when he did that because they didn't agree with him. And make no mistake, folks, there are hollow hoax denial crimes in Europe. If you deny that the hollow hoax happened, it's like a 10-year prison sentence. It's really stiff. I think they have one up in Canada now, and they are trying like hell to push it here simply because you believe differently than they do. Whether it happened or not is irrelevant. It's an opinion that you may or may not have, and you should not be forced to be subjected to being taught about something that you believe never happened. That's why we don't teach religion in schools. The exact reason. You can't force one person's way of thinking upon everyone else. But that is exactly what the left-wing liberals and the progressives are doing their damnedest to do. Force their way down our throats. And if we disagree with them, they feel that we should be thrown in jail for it. When is all of this nonsense going to finally end? I really don't think it's going to end on its own. We are going to have to physically stop it ourselves. We are the ones who are going to have to put an end to it. And unfortunately, it looks like it's going to have to come to bloodshed to do that. It is not the Jews' country. This is everyone's country. Everyone has the right to an opinion, and they have the right to speak what's on their mind, short of yelling fire in a crowded movie theater. Whatever you feel or believe, you have the right to say in this country, and that is what makes it so great. And that is what just pisses me off so much about these freaks like Kikernig dropping to his knee to protest the national anthem and protest this country. Now, you know, during the break, George had a pretty good idea. And that is all of these anti-American pukes like Kiker Freak and that purple-haired lesbian on the soccer team that just hate this country so much. What we ought to do is to have some sort of an exchange program like the American Field Service does with students, sending them to different countries and having students from other countries come here. Perhaps we should do the same thing with these progressive liberals, these millennium pukes who hate this country so much, and send them all over to North Korea for, say, 6 or 7 months. See how they like it. Or, if they think America is so bad, let's just swap the entire population of North Korea for all of them. Because in all honesty, folks, I think the North Koreans would probably make better Americans than all of these anti-American pukes that hate this nation so much. Let's do a swap. Let's send them all over to North Korea and let them see what it's really like to be under the thumb of Kim Jong-un and see how much they end up disliking it. See how much they end up loving America when they come back, and see how many of them would actually be grateful to drop to their knees and kiss the ground of the United States of America. It may not be hallowed ground, but it damn sure is close. And on that note, folks, that will conclude this show. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Something you want me to go over? If your group or organization is holding some sort of a white pride rally or a cookout or something along those lines, please feel free to drop me a note, and I will be more than glad to bring it up on air and get it out there for you. So until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Until then, stay free, stay safe, stay awake, stay enlightened, but most of all, stay tuned. Out for now.